This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending October 25th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 247.41, which was $1.75 lower than the previous week, but it topped out on Wednesday at 251, and then it dropped $3.60 by Friday. There were 939 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 13% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at 247.69, was almost a dollar higher, and very close to that Friday daily cutout close. The total reported box beef volume was 7,181 loads for the week, which was 1,066 loads better than the previous week, and quite a big jump. The formula sales, they were at 3,515 loads, which was 88 loads higher than last week and 49% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported by the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 979 loads, which was not quite, but almost double the volume. And it was 440 loads higher than the previous week, so we saw a really nice rebound in those exports. The most recent outfront sales were at 1,198 loads, which was up 526 loads. And the biggest trades were round and brisket products that were mostly steady, but some of the products were slightly lower and some slightly higher than the current week's formula sales. So it was a very solid, steady market there. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings both ended the week on Friday fully steady. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $6 higher on those live prices, and the dress prices were mostly $7 higher at $2.65, but the sales volume was light again in some of the areas. The 5-week weighted average price for steers was at $168.79, and that was roughly about 19,500 head volume, and that compared to $163.76 the previous week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 14 pounds lower at 1,294 pounds, which compared to 1,290 last year, but the percent heifers jump up to 40%. And when you have more heifers, you usually have a lower average live weight. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 11th was 3 pounds higher again at 899 pounds, which would set another new all-time record high. This is quite a bit above the previous year, which was 870 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was 867. So we've added a lot of weight in all different areas of the country to get that national weight that high. The choice select spread ended the week about $14, which would be roughly about steady compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA from Amarillo, Texas.